What's poppin', people? It's Dante. This morning I'm walking through the woods here in Fairmount Park, catching the sunrise, and today's thought is about photography, exploration, and what exploring the unknown has provided me in my life. And, you know, this notion of exploring the unknown, it sounds very vague, but there's something special about the unknown. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you set your body in motion without preconceived notions of what you will find, and you go out into the world as a street photographer, camera in hand, you're exploring the unknown. You know, the unknown is what's waiting beyond the corner, what's out there, beyond the horizon. It's not necessarily something that requires you to travel to a new place, or to go somewhere new, or to experience something new, but the mundane, right? That mundane path that you walk each day, that mundane route that you take in your street, in the streets where you live. You know, that everyday existence of life, there is unknown for you to uncover and to find. And what I'm starting to realize is that you can walk the same mundane lane every single day, but still find something new to say through the art of photography. And through photographing over the past 3 years in black and white, I'm discovering that this goal of photography being to create something from nothing, to abstract reality, to become more clear and concise in my practice, to look at the world in front of me and find infinite possibility and curiosity. And I think this comes through unlocking that sort of idea that there is more. You're never going to reach the peak. You have to embrace the unknown openly. You know, for when I'm photographing and looking at life, I feel as though I'm not looking at what I see. You know, what I see isn't what I get in the photographs that I make. But a lot of the times what I get in the photograph is what I didn't see. And so when I'm photographing and I'm looking at things, I'm just curious about what the world will manifest to be in a photograph when I make a picture of something. And so when I'm making pictures and I'm looking at life and I'm photographing in the most mundane situations, in the most mundane places, walking the same way, I feel like I'm looking beyond the veil. You know, I feel like I'm looking beyond the surface through following the light. You know, light deep down has always been what I'm most curious about. I think that's always been my subject. And there's something special about returning to black and white and photographing this way, where I get to... I get to look beyond the veil. You know, beyond the obvious. You know, where... I think in life, there comes a point where you feel like you're living the days on loop, right? And it's like this mundane routine of waking up and getting a coffee, going to the bus, going to work, waking up, doing this, doing that, doing the same thing. But through photography, it just provides infinite possibility in that mundane loop, in that mundane existence of life, giving my life more meaning. And I find this to be what is so beautiful about photography, is the fact that the meaning is found within the process itself. And so when I think about meaning, I think it's important to find something that gives you purpose. When you look at the word purpose, it derives from this notion of, I think it's like propendere, like to set forth something, right? And to strive to set forth something each day. And so by making pictures each day as my goal of creating new images, of producing something, right? The act of creation, I'm giving my life purpose. And then through photography, I find significance in the mundane nature of life. I find the details that are overlooked by most people become my canvas, become what brings life meaning for me. And so by finding significance in these things and photographing these details, looking at the light, I find that things matter. You know, there's something about life that is so meaningful and wonderful that you're not going to be taught how to discover, but through photographing, I think you will discover meaning. You know, it's found through the act of wandering. It's found through curiosity. It's found through embracing the unknown, the spontaneity, the sort of unpredictable nature of life, despite how mundane things may seem. And so for me going forward, I think about photography as a way for me to augment my reality, to grow larger, to expand, and to forever sort of reach for new heights, right? Where I never want to feel like I've learned it all, done it all, or seen it all, or explored it all with my everyday life and photography. And so for me, photography provides me with this ability to sort of forget everything that I think that I know and enter flow, right? This state of being where you exist outside the passage of time, right? Where we have a past, we have a future, but these things aren't of our concern. Our concern is being present. Our concern is being grounded in the moment so that we can have the ability to be responsive to the sounds, the sights, the smells, and the experience of being on the street, the experience of walking on a nature path and photographing wherever you may be. And so for me, photography provides me with an endless expanse to grow and to transform and to change. And through that evolution, through learning about the world around me and about my internal self, I cultivate joy. I find meaning in life. And I think this is such a special thing, you know, because you're not going to live forever, right? But at least you can make a photograph. And when you find something that gives your life purpose, where you set forth each day with the spirit of play, not taking yourself so seriously, in a flow state, creating. This to me is where joy and meaning is found. And through making new pictures, the photographs, these things that you're working towards each day creating, are something that you can leave behind after you die. And so if you find something in your life that gives you the ability to create something, to work on something greater than yourself, that when you die you can feel accomplished, like you've done something, that you've experienced something meaningful that you've contributed to because you personally were interested in this thing, well then I find that life was worth living. You know, life had meaning. Life has purpose. And so you really need to find yourself contemplating more, I think, as a photographer, why you photograph. And what it is that you're trying to say with your photography will ultimately be displayed through cultivating that question, why, over and over again. And just pondering and reminding yourself why you do this thing. And so don't get caught up with the outcome or the goal of what it is you're trying to create, but allow yourself to be immersed in the moment, to find photography to be a way for you to say thank you for the day. And so through finding purpose and meaning in the process this way, you will find more joy in life and you will find meaning. And so I'm finding meaning in life through photography. I'm finding joy in the mundane nature of life through this medium, through the way in which I engage with life. You know, for me, photography, it has nothing to do with photography. Photography has everything to do with how you engage with humanity, with how you engage with life. And so my goal is simple. It's to feed that insatiable love for life each day that I have, to cultivate curiosity, to wake up each day with my eyes wide open, ready to explore the unknown. You know, the unknown is where I thrive. When I first started photography here in my hometown, Philadelphia, I would walk the streets with my camera, eventually studying in Baltimore, where I would stumble through West Baltimore with my camera and really threw myself into the unknown, into the abyss. You know, when I would walk through those streets, there was nothing but boarded up buildings and houses that were sort of dilapidated in a lot of situations, and not many people on the streets, a lot of youth that were wandering, and sometimes dangerous situations would arise. I remember the first time that I went to make a photograph at the basketball scene in Baltimore, you know, one of my earliest successful pictures, I simply had a Ricoh GR2 in my front right pocket, point and shoot, auto mode, program mode. And I remember making a picture at that scene, finding myself, firstly, intrigued by the light. You know, light has always been my interest. As much as I was curious about people and humanity, I'll never forget watching that golden hour and the way the light cast upon that mural and the shadows cast it on the wall, and then approaching that scene and photographing. And then right as the scene unfolded, there was another scene happening to the left of me as people were gambling and shooting dice and there was money on the floor and they broke out into a fight. And then I started to get my ass out of there and went back to my dorm, imported the photos, and said, thank God I got out of there alive. You know, there was a random, chaotic, dangerous scene that occurred right after I made that photograph. And then I would just keep going back out there, continuously embracing the unknown, eventually studying in Jerusalem and exploring all of the West Bank. exploring all of Israel and Palestine, photographing conflict at the front lines. You know, what I found through photographing in Baltimore is, once I finished my journey in Baltimore, I could photograph anywhere. That's what I said to myself. That was the most difficult place to learn how to practice street photography. It taught me that I need to engage with humanity in my own unique way, and not just run around willy-nilly snapping photos. And so when I would photograph in Israel and Palestine and interact with these different communities and these refugee camps, I had that sensitivity, that curiosity, that pure state of being that inspired me to engage with these communities, that allowed me the access to get closer to the people, to uplift them in a photograph. You know, but that came through the way in which I engaged with humanity, through that childlike state of naivete, of curiosity, of throwing myself into the unknown. I would walk through the streets of Jericho. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Beatboxing with a group of Palestinian youth following me throughout the streets. Playing like a big kid with a camera while simultaneously making impactful images. You know, I never took myself serious as a photographer. You know, lounging on the rocks at the Mediterranean Sea in Napoli with my brother on a vacation, reconnecting with our roots, visiting family. And then, randomly, not prepared to make pictures whatsoever, a scene unfolds with these Italian men eating watermelon, pulling it out of the Mediterranean Sea, using it as a natural refrigerator, creating one of my strongest images. You know, I never went out there looking for pictures. I simply lived my life, and I just brought my camera for the ride. You know, a lot of the places and things that I photographed, it was never about the pictures, but it was deep down fueling that sort of inner childlike curiosity within me. You know, when I was a boy, I would explore the unknown all on my own, walking through the Wissahickon forest here in my backyard in Philadelphia. I would sharpen spears, attempt to hunt deer, make teepees, climb trees, you know, the tallest in the canopy. You know, I would ride my bike through the forest all on my own. I would explore caves. You know, I've always had this inner adventurous spirit. I remember doing a trip with my friend Andrew, and we went and we explored the caves in Belize. And they were discussing how the Mayans would do sacrifices in these caves. It was pretty spooky. Swam with sharks on that trip. It was pretty crazy. Still can't believe I swam with sharks. I can't believe what prompted me to do that. You know, exploring the slums of Mumbai, you know, walking along the pipeline, documenting Holi and these random fishing villages, you know, just stumbling across them, meeting new people, being invited into their homes. You know, I spent time drinking tea and coffee with so many different people all throughout the world. You know, I returned to Israel. I volunteered on a kibbutz and spent time milking cows. After a month of milking cows, I packed my backpack and I traveled to Jericho and slept on the floors of mosques, learning about Islam, and allowed them to convert me to Islam at the time. Just following my curiosity, just learning about what's around me, and trying to discover things, embracing the unknown. Becoming a Peace Corps volunteer in Zambia, Africa, and working with the Department of Fisheries with rural aquaculture, digging fish ponds and creating youth groups and teaching English in this small village in Mpanta, along Lake Bengwelu, learning Ichibemba. Nashiba Ichibemba sana! Nafuayu kutandalaku Zambia ukubumba in Ichishiba. Kuisa lupwayandi! Learning new languages. Eating fish with my hands. Banging on the mortar and pestle. You know, when I would go into this village for the first time and I met my host family, I was surprised. My host father presented me with a goat hanging from a tree, and he gave me a knife and I slaughtered it, and then we feasted all week. I would ride to the nearby farm with my host brother on my back on my bike, and we would go and purchase chickens, and we would bring them back and sit in front of my mud hut, and I would slaughter the chickens and boil them, plucking the feathers and preparing everything by hand, drawing my water from a well. And then finding peace and meditating along the lake in Hanoi, Vietnam. discovering why I photograph. And then upon returning from that trip, changing the way I do things, photographing in black and white now. Return to Rome. Quit my job as a photographer working for the city because it provided zero meaning. Following that inner naive child. Returning to Rome to reconnect with my roots, to spend time in churches, to look at beautiful paintings and architecture and sculptures, to re-spark that curiosity within me, that sort of cultural connection, that tradition, you know, born and raised Catholic, finding God in Rome. And then returning home to nature, to the park where I belong, where I've aligned with that inner child that was exploring in the forest. And now I simply treat each day like it's my last. But each day when I'm chipping away at this thing, making photographs, exploring, no matter how mundane things may seem, no matter how boring life may be, I know that it has deeper meaning. I know that there's more to explore. There's so much to do, so much to see, so much to photograph in our life of ours. And I just want to share that simple message with you. To explore the unknown openly, let the chips fall as they may, and just play. Don't take yourself so seriously. You'll be surprised at what you find. You just gotta open your mind and play the game your own way in this life of ours.